奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习圣经的道理。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study of the Bible.
今天下午用放胆讲论神的道，跟大家来查考圣经里面的教训。
And this afternoon, we like to study upon the topic, speak the word of God with boldness.
我们从2月1号开始读经进度在读使徒行传。
Starting from February 1st, we are studying the book of Acts.
我们这个月二月有28天。
There are a total of 28 days in February.
使徒行传有28章。
And there are a total of 28 chapters in the book of Acts. 所以
我们每一天就读一章使徒行传。
Therefore, we read a chapter a day.
看今天是几号就读哪一章。
And whatever the date is, we read that chapter.
今天是2月4号，所以我们读第四章。
Today is February 4th, so we are on chapter 4.
那使徒行传我们相信都不陌生，因为我们读经已经读过很多次。
I believe all of us have read through the book of Acts many times.
那在聚会的时候也都会谈到使徒行传里面的一些故事或者是教训。
The stories from the book of Acts are often mentioned in the sermons.
我们从使徒行传里面所看到的就是圣灵怎么样来带领这些仆人能够真的传扬起耶稣基督的这个信息建立教会。
Within the book of Acts, we can see how the Holy Spirit led the servants and workers of God to build up the church and to spread the gospel.
那使徒行传基本上就是圣灵的行传。
The book of Acts can also be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，真的是看到圣灵工作的这个痕迹。
And that is, you can see the footprints of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那看到教会发展的一个方向。
You can see also the direction of the church expansion.
这是最原始的，也是最纯正的教会发展的模式。
This is the most original, the most pure format in which a church develops.
是照着耶稣基督的应许。
It is according to the promise of Lord Jesus.
是根据神创世以来所预定的计划。
It is according to the plan our Lord has set for us in the beginning of the earth.
也是因着这些使徒们这些早期的信徒呢，很忠心的遵行主耶稣基督的教训。
It is also because the ancient saints have faithfully followed the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们怎么样顺服圣灵的带领最后让教会真的在很快的时间就传遍了。罗马帝国的每一个地方呢。
And with their submission to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, how the church gospel quickly spread to the corners of the earth.
那所以今天我们真教会在末世按照神的计划由圣灵建立起来。
Today, true church, according to the promise, was established by the Spirit in the end time.
那目的也就是要把这个原始的这个全备的福音再一次的传遍这个各地。
Only purpose so that we may once again preach this complete gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以使徒行传里面的记录就成为我们要真的要跟随的一个模式。
Therefore, all the recordings in the book of Acts will become a format, a pattern for us to follow.
我们从一开始就看到这个神的主耶稣的这些门徒，他们怎么样遵照主的吩咐，等候圣灵的降临。
In the beginning, we can see how the apostles of Lord Jesus waited for the descending of the Holy Spirit according to Jesus' instructions.
他们真的相信主耶稣所说的，在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
They believe in what Lord Jesus said and waited for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
他们是用同心合意的祷告来等候的。
They waited with one accord in prayers.
真的没有几天之后，圣灵就浇灌下来。
And truly, after a few days, the Holy Spirit descended.
那他们要圣灵要浇灌以前呢，在第一章的地方特别记录一件事。
Before being filled by the Holy Spirit, something was recorded in chapter one.
就是要把十二个使徒的这些职分呢，这些十二个人都把它补满。
And that is, they have to fill the 12 positions of the apostles.
因为原来主耶稣所选择的这十二个门徒是当作一个团队要来。建立教会的。
The 12 disciples that were chosen by Jesus in the very beginning, were one team, one group that were, to establish the church.
所以十二这个在圣经里面的这个数字就是完全数。
The number 12 in the Bible is a complete number.
这个就是你们在圣经里面看到主耶稣他特别选择了十二个使徒了。
This is why in the Bible, Lord Jesus especially chosen 12 disciples.
所以这十二个人要成为好像一个圆圈，把这个神的家把它圈起来。
And these 12 people are becoming a circle that will encircle the church of God.
这个工人是关键。
And the key workers are the key.
所以你看现在犹大他自己丧失了这个职分。
Now we see Judas lost his position himself.
所以现在在神的感动底下呢，彼得呢就提出来。要把这个 犹大所丢掉的这个职分把它补满。
Under the guidance movement, Peter suggested that they need to fill the position of Judas.
那所以由神的旨意来决定马提亚被递补为使徒。
And with God's will, Matthias was chosen to replace Judas.
所以这个十二个工人这样就是完整了。
And now the 12 workers are again complete.
所以要准备教会的建立，一定要先有工人。
In order to establish a church, you need to first prepare workers.
那他们十二个人就同心合意祷告。
And the 12 disciples prayed in one accord.
你看在《使徒行传》第二章的时候记载，那圣灵降临。
Acts chapter 2 records the descending of the Holy Spirit.
他们就真的得到能力了。
And they received strength.
那彼得呢？你看他得到圣灵之后就起来讲道理。
And once Peter received the Holy Spirit, he stood up and spoke God's words.
真的好像圣灵哦，就让他所有的道理啊，从旧约到新约就连贯起来了。
He was able to understand, make sense of all the teachings from the old to the new testament.
所以他就一开始就介绍耶稣基督他被钉十字架。
In the beginning, he introduced how Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
但是他已经从死里复活。
And how he has already resurrected from death.
照着他的应许，他把这个圣灵浇灌下来。
According to his promise, he has showered down the Holy Spirit.
是因为主耶稣已经得到天上地下所有的权柄。
It is because Lord Jesus Christ already obtained our authority from heaven.
也证明耶稣基督回到天父那边去了。
Also proves that Lord Jesus Christ has returned to heavenly Father.
所以因为耶稣基督活着。所以圣灵降下来。
Because Lord Jesus Christ lives, so Holy Spirit came down.
这个就是彼得他在《使徒行传》里面得圣灵之后第一篇证道。
This is Peter's first sermon he gave after he received the Holy Spirit.
这一篇的这个道理，就是当时刺进了人的心里的。
And the sermon had pierced the hearts of men.
所以他的话非常有力量。
His words were with power, great power.
你看三千的人就这样子接受洗礼。
And after this, 3,000 people came to believe.
教会就建立起来。
And church was established.
那教会一建立起来之后。
And once a church was established.
你看那每个人哦，就好像有一个力量哦，在把他们全部都集合在一起。
And there seems to be a strength that gathers everyone together.
这个就是神的灵，神的爱在运行的。
And this is the working of God's spirit and love.
哦，所以你看他们接下来就凡物共用，一起生活。
So they share everything and they live together.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And they continue daily in one accord with the disciples' teachings.
每天他们就是过着祷告团契的生活。
And they live a life of praising God.
这个时候，你看他们的生命都得到改变了。
All of their lives have been transformed.
改变之后，你看神就把那个人就交给他们，每一天呢。
And once transformed, God added number.
所以使徒行传第二章的第二十四十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 47.
就特别说哦，这个他们都得到众民的喜爱，主就把得救人天天加给他们。
And so praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
那表示说，哎，他们当时候让领受主的道理之后，他们的每一个人的那个个性、生命啊，都跟着被提升起来。
So it also means after they have received the words of God, all their spirituality, their lives have been elevated.
他们得到众民的喜爱，其实在说明。他们生命改变的。
Having the favor of all the people means their lives have changed.
那为什么他们会生命改变
？So why do they have a life transformation?
是因为有这些神的道理。
It is because they have the word of God in them.
所以你看，使徒他们就教训主耶稣基督所讲的福音。
And so the apostles taught the words of Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们就一起团契生活。
And they fellowshiped and lived together.
所以他们的这个得到众民喜爱的，事实上是他们真的遵守在道理的结果。
And the result, finding or having favor of all the people was a result of obeying the words of God.
那这个这样子的事实呢？你看，神就把得救人天天给他们了，教会就增长了。
So with this being the fact, the Lord added to the church daily of those who are saved.
然后呢，那使徒呢，他们就得到大能力。
All the apostles received great power.
所以彼得呢，你看他们去圣殿祷告。
So you can see when Peter they went to the temple to pray.
在这个美门口就看到这个生来瘸腿的人。
Outside the gate of beautiful, they saw a man who was
born lame. 看到这个人的时候，他就心里就有感动，就不一样了。
And when he saw this person, it was different.
所以你看，他说奉耶稣的名叫这个人起来走路。
So by the name of Lord Jesus Christ, he commanded him to get up and walk.
这个神迹让众人惊讶。
And this miracle amazed everyone.
那大家聚在一起的时候。
When everyone gathered together,
彼得再一次就抓住了机会介绍耶稣基督。
Peter once again took hold of the opportunity and introduced Lord Jesus Christ.
他介绍耶稣基督是生命的主，他复活了。
He introduced Lord Jesus as the Lord who has resurrected.
因为耶稣基督这个名字跟加上我们的信心。 这个人的信心让这个人好了。
It is because of Lord Jesus' name and the faith of this person, our own faith, that this man was made well.
所以这个神迹带出了一篇道理。
So this miracle has brought forth this teaching.
那第四章开头的时候
，Starting from chapter four，
就是彼得，他就在介绍主耶稣是谁。
Again, Peter was introducing who Lord Jesus Christ is.
这个时候逼迫就来到。
Then persecution came.
你看那个守殿官、祭司们就来了。
So now the priest and the captain of the temple came.
因为他们听到彼得在介绍是耶稣从死里复活这个事实。
They heard the fact how Lord Jesus resurrected from dead.
第四章第二节就说他们就很烦恼。
So being chapter 4 verse 2 being greatly disturbed.
接下来就把彼得、约翰抓起来了。
Then they took in John and Peter.
因为那时候已经下，因为他祷告的时间是下午三点。
So they were praying at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
这个神迹发生在下午的时候。
And this miracle happened in the afternoon.
众人聚在一起的时候，基本上已经献晚祭的时候了。
And so when everyone gathered together, that's when they made the evening offering.
那这个献晚祭，他们基本上就是黄昏的时候。
And so that is later in the evening.
就是在圣殿那个时代，在使徒那个时候，他们其实有圣殿的时候，他们还是真的照律法所规定的，每一天早上跟晚上献祭的。
During the time of the apostles, they still follow the Old Testament laws to make morning and evening sacrifices.
那所以献晚祭的时候，现在众人聚在一起的时候，他们就把彼得、约翰抓起来，就关起来了。
So during the time of the evening offering, they gathered together and took in Peter and John.
那圣经特别在第四章的第四节特别说。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
可是听到彼得讲道人，很多人信了，男丁就增加到五千个。
So many of those who heard the word believe and the number of the men came to about 5,000.
那这个就是彼得他当时候因着行神迹所讲的道理，一样的，这个话就进入人的心里，人家就信了。
And because of the miracle Peter performed and the words he spoke, the words of God went into the hearts of men and they believed.
我们从使徒行传第四章里面看到一个很重要的信息。
Within chapter 4 of Acts, we can see a very important message.
就是使徒他留下一个榜样，传福音的榜样。
And that is the apostles left behind an example of preaching the
gospel. 他的榜样就是他用很大的胆量，就是放胆讲论神的道理。
And that is they spoke the words of God with great boldness.
在第四章的第十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 13.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
And now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus.
这就是当时候第四章其实记载的是彼得，他对着公会的人放胆见证神的道理。
And chapter 4 records how Peter boldly testified the words of Lord Jesus Christ to people in the Sanhedrin.
那他这个胆量，他所讲的内容呢，话语呢，让这些当时的领导人呢，公会的这些祭司长还有文士们很惊讶。
The content of his speech, of his words, marvel the people in the temple.
他们认为说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
And they realized that they had followed Jesus.
好，如果继续看到四章的第二十九节。
Let's continue to read on to chapter 4, verse 29.
事实是证明他们当时被这些官府恐吓。
So we can see they were even threatened by these governors.
恐吓之后，第二十九节。
Verse 29.
他们回来跟弟兄姐妹报告。
And they came back and reported to the brethren.
他们就做了一次祷告。
They made a prayer.
那二十九节说，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
And now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that will all boldness, that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
那这个就是他们当时候弟兄姐妹他们在一起做的全体的祷告。
So they gathered together and made a group prayer.
这个全体性的祷告有一个重点，就是他说求主一方面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
And on one hand, they ask God to give them the boldness to speak His words.
一方面求神伸出他的手来让神迹奇事显明。
On another hand, they ask God to stretch out His hand to perform signs and wonders.
让众人可以明白耶稣基督的这个尊名是有权柄的。
That they may understand that the name of your holy name is with sovereignty.
我们今天愿意信靠耶稣的，就得到恩典福气。
Whoever is willing to believe in your name shall be blessed.
他们这样子祷告祈求。
And they prayed in this manner.
三十一节祷告完了。聚会的地方就震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道理。
And 31, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
你看，在这章里面连续三次，他讲到放胆 放开胆量来讲神道理的这个记录。
And three times in this chapter mentioned how they spoke the word of God with boldness.
所以今天，你看我们很快的教会下个月就要年部大会了。
And very quickly next month we will have our spring spiritual convocation.
我们春季的灵恩会不知不觉就到了哈。
And our evangelical services is also quickly approaching.
我们上次的秋季灵恩部大会是九月的时候。
And our last ESSC was in September.
现在已经四个多月过去了。
And it's been 4 months.
哦，接下来三月份马上又是我们的春季灵会。
And so quickly next month will be our spring ESSC.
所以一年两次啊，我们教会举办灵恩布道会啊。
So twice a year our church has ESSC.
真的有时候如果没有去仔细想的时候，很快就过去一次两次灵会就这样子一年过去了。
If you don't think of it carefully, it quickly passes.
但是当我们在想说我们在这样的一个神的祝福底下，我们是否像圣经这里说的，我们求神让我们放开胆量来讲神的道理呢？
While we live in blessings, have you ever asked God to help us so we may speak with boldness?
我们会不会在跟人家介绍福音的时候，我们会胆怯、会害怕？
And do we feel scared or tremble when we preach the word of God to others?
害怕我们所讲的道理，得罪别人，让人家听了不喜欢呢？
And do we ever fear that what we preach to them may offend them?
会不会觉得说我们讲道理的时候，我们太骄傲了？
Or do we ever feel that when we speak the truth, we are being too prideful?
我们就只有一个真教会，教会只有一个。
And we say there's only one true church.
其他的信仰都不能够得救，那就不用说，因为其他的信仰都不是耶稣基督的道理。
And none other faith or denominations can be saved.
在这么多的基督教会里面，只有一个真教会而已。
Out of all the Christian denominations, there is only one true church.
在这么多教会里面举办的洗礼里面，只有一个洗礼而已。
And of all the baptisms, there is only one true baptism.
只有这么多灵界里面圣灵乱七八糟的这些现象里面，只有一种是真正的应许的圣灵。
In all the phenomena in the spiritual realm, there is only one real Holy Spirit.
我们是否敢这样子大声的来讲论神的道理呢？
Do we dare to speak boldly the words of God?
那我们如果这样讲，这样子放胆讲论，跟我们很畏缩的不敢去讲，会有什么差别？
So what is the difference if we speak of it boldly and when we speak of it very softly?
我们如果看使徒行传里留下的这些信息啊，
If you look at all the messages left in the book of Acts,
我们就要看到说，其实神的仆人呢，他们之所以能够得到神的所给他们权柄，能够施行神迹奇事，跟他们胆量是有关系的。
The only reason why the servants of God were able to perform miracles and signs had to do with their courage.
这是为什么今天我们要祷告的时候，我们要求神给我们胆量。
This is why in our prayers today we need to ask God to grant us the courage.
那我们这样子祈求，就是为了要做见证。
We pray in this manner so we may bear testimony for Him.
但是我们要有这样的胆量，以前一定要有真理做基础的。
But before having this courage, we need to have the truth as our foundation.
你看，在使徒行传第四章里面，我们看到一个很明显的对比。
In chapter 4, we can see a sharp contrast.
今天神的道理他让我们领受之后，
Today, after God allows us to receive His words,
他基本上就是要转变我们的生命。
Then He is to transform
our lives. 我们本来可能是一个很畏缩的人。
In the beginning, we might be a very timid person.
但是真的道理进入我们的内心呢，神的灵充满我们以后，
But once the words of God enter into us and we are filled by the Spirit,
我们就真的得到力量了。
Then we have received true strength.
我们就看到软弱变刚强。
Then we can see how weakness have turned into strength.
你如果看第四章，这个彼得当时候，彼得、约翰呢，他们使徒哦，是要被审问的对象啊。
We look at Peter and John in the chapter 4, they were being accused.
他们当时候面对的是这些掌权的人哦。
And they faced those in authority.
可是掌权的人，他们当时候好像有很有权力，可是他们却是很畏缩的。
Even though those in authority seemed very bold, but in fact they were very timid.
彼得、约翰他们是这些无学的小民，但当时对他们来说是没有受过真正的那个拉比的教育，没有正式的教育的这些渔夫啊。
And to others, Peter and John went uneducated, untrained fishermen.
但是他们所面对的这一群祭司长啊、公会啊这些官府啊，他们是很高的学问的人哦。
But when they faced this group of highly educated, highly people of great power.
那可是我们如果看彼得当时要见证耶稣的福音的时候，他那时候的那个心情。
We can try to understand what Peter was feeling when he boldly testified.
他讲的非常的很有把握。
He was very sure.
可是另外在听的这一面呢，他们却是很烦恼、很畏缩。
On the other hand, those who were listening to his words were very disturbed.
这真的就是神的道理所带来的改变。
And this is transformation brought about by the words of God.
我们如果看一开头的时候第二节哈。
If we read chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章的第二节那里。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
这些 祭司长跟守殿官还有撒都盖人，就是当时祭司就是祭司阶层这些人他们听到这些使徒们教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活，他们就很烦恼。
So the priests, the captain of the temple, Sadducees, when they heard that they preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were greatly disturbed.
那当时候你看使徒他们是本着耶稣来教训百姓
And so they preached, they taught the people by Jesus' name.
那所以他们是要让百姓了解有一个福气的源头，你抓住了你就可以真的神迹就出现在你身边了。
They wanted the people to understand that there is a source of blessing. Once you grasp onto the source, then you shall be blessed.
这个本来是瘸腿的，得到因为耶稣基督的这个名有信心就好了。
And this person who was once lame because he received the name of Christ, then he was healed.
所以彼得、约翰他们是把这个好消息带给百姓，让他们得恩典。
Therefore, Peter and John brought this good news to the people, so they too may receive grace.
好了，你看这些公会、这些掌权的人，他们是怎么样一回事呢
？But let us see how these people of the Sanhedrin reacted.
你看第十七节这里啊。
Let's read verse 17.
他们说，恐怕这件事情愈发传扬民间，我们就必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这个名对人讲论。
And but so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them that from now on, they speak to no man in this name.
你看第二十一节。
21.
百姓为官长为百姓的缘故，想不出法子要刑罚他们，又恐吓一番，就把他们释放了。
And so they threaten them again, but let them go.
都是用恐吓的方法了。
And they use threatening ways.
第二十九节。
29.
他们跟神祷告说：“主啊，你看他们恐吓我们呢，现在求主鉴察。”
And so 29, they said, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness.
这些掌权的人是用恐吓的方式的。
People in authority threaten them.
这个恐吓就是要让人害怕。
Threats are to put fear into someone.
用权威要压人家的。
So they're to suppress them with power.
但是彼得他们呢？
What about Peter?
你看他们是真的是教训百姓，要把神的福音呢？这个恩典带给百姓的。
They taught the people so this grace and blessings may truly come upon the people.
所以彼得他当时候跟他们说了。
At the time Peter told them.
你看第九节。
Verse 9.
你这自明的官徒长老，你们今日如果是因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们，他们是怎么得痊愈的啊？
And so if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well?
那这个是彼得他们是真的因着主耶稣基督的这个他的这个名把福气带给那个需要的人。
It was for the sake of the name of Lord Jesus Christ that Peter and John had brought the blessings of God onto these men.
这个叫做善事。
And these are good work.
福音就是最大的善。
And the gospel is the greatest good.
领受人就得生命。
And the recipient will gain life.
你看他那个瘸腿的就起来走路了。
How the lame man was able to walk again.
所以今天传扬耶稣的人，事实上是带来恩典给人家。
Today those who preach the word of Jesus Christ brings grace to those who hear.
那当时候彼得他们是尽力的去传扬主耶稣的名，不是在传扬他自己的。
And at this time, Peter and John did their best to preach the name of Lord Jesus Christ and not their own name.
所以，那么你看第七节那里，彼得说
Verse 7, Peter said.
他说，他们叫使徒站在当中，问他们说：“哎，你们是用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事呢
？”And they asked, "By what power and by what name have you done this?"
那个时候，彼得就被圣灵充满。
Verse 8, then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说第十节说我们今天是奉耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫他起来走路的。
And let it be known to you all that to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth whom you crucify.
他是在传扬主耶稣的名啊。
He preached the name of Christ.
所以第十二节他说
Verse 12.
今天天下人间没有别的名可以靠着得救，唯独耶稣这个尊名。
And nor is there salvation in any other name.Except for the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天要得救，一定要靠耶稣的名。
Today, to be saved, we need to go under the name of Christ.
今天耶稣的名可以行神迹奇事。
Today, the name of Jesus Christ can perform signs and miracles.
今天我们在危险的时候呼喊主的名，可以得到保护。
Today, when we cry out in danger, then we will be saved.
你看，今天我们在洗礼的时候，奉耶稣的名可以罪得赦免。
Today, in baptism, by the name of Jesus Christ, sins can be removed.
有时候鬼在干扰人的时候，奉耶稣的名，这个鬼跑出去了。
And when demons are disturbing.Someone by the name of Christ, you can cast them out.
有时候这个邪灵在干扰一个人的时候
Sometimes when the evil spirit is disturbing,
我们用主耶稣的名让这个不正常的人变正常。
You have to use the name of Jesus Christ to make an abnormal person become normal again.
我们当时候我们有一个执事，他在见证他怎么用主耶稣的名字。
And one time we have a deacon testify how he utilized the name of Jesus Christ.
教会里面来了一些 朋友。
There are
慕道朋友了。
There are a group of truth-seeking friends who came to our
church. 那些有些朋友，他们是实际上是精神不正常的。
But a few of them were not very normal in their mental status.
那精神不正常有时候是邪灵干扰的。
And sometimes mental illness come from disturbance of the evil spirit.
这个一个人被邪灵干扰的时候，他就真的是讲话做事眼神都不对劲。
So when a person is disturbed by evil spirits, what they do, what they say is not normal.
有一次一个朋友他到教会里面来，就开始不安静，就开始乱了。
So one time we have a friend who came to church, he would not be quiet and he started to cause disturbance.
甚至有一次呢，直接就对上了一位姐妹。
So even once he started to go to at a sister.
那就是像那个气氛很紧张了。
So everyone was in a very tense situation.
有时候人被邪灵干扰的时候，你就有时候就很勇敢啊，但是很勇敢就是很鲁莽啊，想要出手伤害人那个样子。
And sometimes when they're disturbed by the evil spirit, they become very brave, very bold, and they become very rude. Even
那这个时候，我们
那
个执事他刚好在旁边看呢。
So at this time, our deacon was watching from
the side. 他看到的情况不对劲。
He saw something wrong.
他当时就马上奉主耶稣的名。
So immediately he said, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ." 安静。Cast out demon.
那个人就安静起来了。
To be quiet, and that person.
他就开始就恢复正常了。
Then he became normal again.
就本来哈、哦、那个好像这个气氛很僵哦，可能就是有一种风暴要产生的时候，奉主耶稣的名，那个人就安静下来。
But when he said in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, he calmed the situation down.
所以今天我们会懂得用主耶稣的名的，真的会看到神的作为。
And today, those who know how to use the name of Lord Jesus Christ will see His work.
当时候，彼得就一直在说要去传扬主耶稣的这个尊名。
At this time, Peter continued to emphasize that we must preach the holy name of Lord Jesus
Christ. 好了，可是这些官徒他们是怎么样
？But what about the people in charge?
他们要禁止人奉耶稣的名讲论。
They wanted to forbid people to preach the name of Christ.
所以17节哈。
17。
你看，他说。我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这个名对人讲论了。
So we must severely threaten them, say they need no longer speak this name.
18节，叫他们来，禁止他们不总不可以奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus.
那我们就看到说，其实真的这个就是魔鬼的阻挡。
So we can see this is a hindrance from Satan.
透过人来执行的。
And it was carried out through men.
可是他们越阻挡，让神的名的传播越快。
But the more they hinder, the faster the name of Christ spread.
所以当时候彼得他们就得到一个胆量。
So at this time, Peter and John they gained this courage.
你看第十九节
，verse 19，
他们是说，听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合不合理？你们自己酌量吧。
And they said whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
就是说，你们自己想想看，你们自己判断好了。
So you decide for yourself.
是要听从神还是听从人的
？Shall we listen to men or God?
所以当时候的彼得，他们的胆量就在这个地方呈现出来。
And this is where the boldness and courage of Peter and John manifested.
他们面对权威要压制的时候，他们勇敢的靠神胜过了。
And the facing of the suppression of power, they courageously overcame them.
因为他们所带给人的是真正的好处啊，
because,
真的是好消息啊！
Because what they bring to men is true goodness and true
让瘸腿的瘸走路啊，
that the lame may walk，
让一个很软弱变刚强啊，
that a weak may become strong。
所以他说他能够把这个善事带给人，他是因着耶稣的名，他还用胆量继续讲。
So they have the boldness to bring this good deed to men。
可是你如果看当时候官徒他们呢？
But if you look at the governors,
他们当时候第十四节、啊、
verse 14,
其实他们看到这个那个瘸腿的起来走路在他们旁边了、啊，他们无话可说了。
So when they saw that the lame had walked, they could not say anything against it.
这个事实摆在眼前
，and the fact, the truth,
不需要再强辩了。
And they could not deny it.
那第十六节
，verse 16,
他们自己说了
，they said themselves.
你看，他们真的是。诚然行了一件明显的神迹，凡住在耶路撒冷都知道，我们不能够说没有。
And that a notable miracle had been done through them, it is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
所以你看今天神的道理呢，神的作为啊，让人哦，事实上是没有办法去辩驳的。
So today the words and the doings of God cannot be denied by men.
那这个是神迹所带出来的效果。
And this is the effect of signs and miracles.
当时候使徒他们行神迹。
In the time when the apostles perform miracles.
好，第二十一节。
Verse 21.
官长呢？他们为百姓凝固，想不出法子，要怎么刑罚他们
？And so they could not think of further ways to punishing them.
就是说，他们想不出什么方法来了。 人的方式已经到尽头了。
They ran out of ideas.
但是今天神的作为是没有限量的。
But we know today the work and doings of God is limitless.
所以圣经说神的道不会被捆绑。
And this is why the words of God will not be bounded.
今天政治势力要去抵挡神的作为是不可能的。
And it is impossible for any political forces to go against or restrain the words of God.
你看今天我们教会在一些不自由地区在传播的时候就看到神同样的一个作为，像使徒行传所记载的一样。
And today we can see the work of God being manifested in countries that do not have religious freedoms.
有些国家有段时间真的是不自由的，被抓去关的。
In some countries without religious freedoms, they were being taken into jail for believing.
但是很奇妙的，这个神的神迹作为不断的出现在弟兄姐妹当中。
But miraculously, the work of God and signs of God continue to manifest amongst the believers.
那抵挡的这个抵挡者，他其实真的想不出什么法子能够来消灭这个信仰。
And all the opposers cannot think of any other ways to oppose this faith.
好，那你看被限制的被压制的好像是受审判，很可怜。
Even though those are suppressed, those who are persecuted may seem very pitiful.
但其实他们是站在像审判者的角色，用神的话语去让这些听的人自己想想看。
But in fact, they stand at the position of the judge who allows the people to think for themselves.
你看第十九节那个彼得就说：“你们这些官徒，你们自己看，你们自己审判自己吧。”
In verse 19, Peter and John said to them, "Judge for yourself whether it is right."
二十节说：“我们所看见、所听见，不能不说嘛。”
In verse 20, said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard."
那这个就是今天神他用他的道。他的作为让我们得到胆量了。
This is how God uses His words and His doings to give us courage.
那这些官徒呢？他们好像是很有权力，是审判人的。
Even though these people in power may seem very powerful.
可是其实他们是被审判的。
But in fact, they are the ones being judged.
好，因为你看第七节，他们问说：“哎，你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这个事情？”
In verse 7, they ask, "By what power or by what name have you done this?"
但是彼得说：“我们现在是奉耶稣的名叫这个人起来走路，你们到底是想怎么样？”
So Peter asked him, "We have made this person walk in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So what do you want to do about it?"
绝对不能够闭嘴不说的。
We cannot shut our mouth but to speak of it.
那这个就是在第四章的地方，让我们看到当时候神怎么感动他的仆人，勇敢的讲论神的道理的这个模范。
And this is an example in chapter 4, how God has moved His workers, give them boldness to speak the words of God.
今天我们要去为耶稣基督做见证。
Today we need to go and bear witness for our Lord Jesus.
我们今天要祈求被圣灵充满。
Today we need to ask to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看彼得、约翰他们有定时的祷告生活。
We can see John and Peter had a very stable life of prayer.
三章一开头就是他们在下午三点的时候到圣殿去祷告。
Chapter 3, verse 1, they went to the temple to pray in the afternoon at 3 p.m.
那说明他们真的有一个固定祷告的时间。
It tells us that they have a fixed time of prayer.
让他们可以被圣灵充满。
So that they may be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以，当彼得面对这些公会的审问的时候
，So when Peter faced the prosecutions at the Sanhedrin.
四章的第八节就说他被圣灵充满。
Chapter 4, verse 8 says he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后他就开始讲话了。
He began to speak.
他就对他们传讲耶稣基督。
He began to speak the words of Jesus Christ.
真的是照主耶稣所说的。
Just as what Lord Jesus said.
马太福音第十章，主耶稣说。
Matthew chapter 10.
请看马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音十章的十九节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 19.
十章十九节。
Chapter 10 verse 19.
你们被教的时候，你不要势力怎么样说话，或者说什么话，到那时候就必赐给你们当说的话。二十节。
Verse 20.
因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们的父的灵在你们里头说的。
But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you.
主耶稣已经跟他们预告了，你们为了做见证会被交给外邦人，会送到诸侯君王面前去。
Lord Jesus has already foretold his disciples that for the sake of the gospel, they will be delivered to the Gentiles.
但是这个也就是你们得到机会在外邦人面前见证耶稣的时间呢。
And that is also the opportunity given to them for them to testify about the name of Christ.
那这个时候他说圣灵会指教你们说当说的话了。
Jesus told them the Holy Spirit will let them know what to speak.
你看在使徒行传的时候真的是这样应验的。
And this was fulfilled in the Acts of the Apostles.
所以我们就看到彼得他勇敢地为耶稣 做见证。
We see how Peter spoke the words of God boldly.
他高举耶稣基督 的名得到荣耀。
He highly exalted the name of Lord Jesus Christ to be glorified.
他让听的人都知道说 今天天下人间，如果你要得救，一条路，一个名字，就是耶稣基督。
He allowed everyone who heard to understand that there is only one name which can be saved.
然后呢，你看他借着这个神迹奇事的显明哈，让人无话可说。
And through the signs and miracles, he let people become speechless.
也就是说，神迹奇事印证所传的真道。
And that is signs and miracles testify proofs the words that are preached.
这是当时候主耶稣跟使徒应许的、啊。
And this is something Lord Jesus Christ promised his disciples.
所以那个马可福音第十六章啊。
This is why in Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音呢。主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
And then went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
所以真的真道传扬的地方，就会有神迹出现的。
And where the true gospel has spread, signs and miracles will also follow.
那我们今天在真教会在各地方，你就看到神的作为啊，很奇妙。
And today we can see miraculous work of God in our true church.
我们基本上每一个地方啊，都看到神的恩典了。
And in fact, everywhere we have seen the grace of God.
特别是祷告越多的地方，那个恩典越多。
Especially places with more prayers, the more we can see God's grace.
弟兄姐妹让那个信仰的体验就越深入。
And more the brothers and sisters have experienced the words of God.
所以神的作为来印证他的道理。
So the work of God, the word of God will be accompanied with signs.
那今天呢，我们如果愿意听从主的教训的，我们就可以得到同样的体验。
And today, those who are willing to listen to the words of God will have similar experiences.
那我们今天去传福音的时候，我们所讲论的
，Today when we preach the gospel, what we speak,
其实是我们所看见、所听见的而已、啊。
And、in fact, are only things that we have seen and heard.
所以第四章二十节哈、啊。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
他说：“我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说、啊。”
And we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
所以今天我们要确定我们到底看见什么，我们到底听见什么。
Today, first, we need to be sure of what is it that we have seen and heard.
我们今天在教会里面听到一些真理啊。
Today, perhaps we have heard some truth in the church.
我们去诉说。
We speak of these truths.
但是有时候我们听到一些这不好的消息。
But sometimes we may hear ill news.
对人可能没有造就的。
Things that are not edifying to men.
不要去说了。
Then don't speak of.
说了没有帮助的。
Because it will not help.
所以我们真的，你看彼得他们当时候把神的恩典、神的作为讲得很清楚，很勇敢。
So truly, Peter and John have boldly speak the words and the doings of Christ.
那当时候哈，你看彼得他们这样子见证福音之后，众人就把荣耀归给神了。
So after Peter and John spoke and testified the words of God, people gave glory to God.
因为二十一节啊，最后他说，这是因为众人为所行的奇事都归荣耀给神了。
Verse 21, because of the people, since they all glorify God for what had been done.
哦、因为这个得神迹的人、啊、他是四十多岁，生来就瘸腿的，没有走过路的人呢。
The person who was healed, this lame man, was 40 years old and he never walked.
最后他们都把荣耀归给神去了。
In the end, they gave all the glory to God.
他们本来一开始的重点是彼得这个人。
So in the beginning, they focus on Peter.
但最后他们看到的是神。
But in the very end, they see God.
这也是彼得他在做见证的重点。
And this is a key and a focus to Peter's testimony.
他在传扬的是传扬神的道理。
He was preaching the word of Jesus Christ.
他不是在传扬神迹本身。
He was not preaching the sign itself.
今天真的能够救我们的是这些真道。
And what can truly save us today is the word.
你看今天有些基督教会啊，很强调神迹，没有错。
We know in some Christian denomination they emphasize a lot on miracles.
但是他们把神迹当作主要的东西。
And they have regarded signs and miracles as the most important.
其实就好像你今天一个人他病得医治。
Just like today, someone's illness is healed.
真的，你也看到这个有时候在电视上面有所谓的这个神医大会，这个有些传道人哇，这个行神迹医病赶鬼。
And sometimes on the televisions, you can see this mass gatherings of healings.
姑且不论他这个是真假。
And we don't talk about whether they're real or not.
但是我们就很看到他所强调就是这个神迹本身跟这个人能够行神迹的人多有能力。
But we can be sure of what they emphasize stress is how powerful this healer is.
其实目标都是要让更多人到他的教会去而已啊。
And the only purpose is that more people may go to their church.
那最后你是知道那个他所得到是什么
？So in the end, you know what this person will
gain. 人间的荣耀。
Glory in this earth.
奉献就增加。
And they will have more donations.
财务就增加，生活就变好。
More wealth, a better life.
但是这些基本上是属地面的东西。
But all of these are only of this world.
这些 都会过去的。
All of these will pass.
这不是真正能够救人的。
All of these cannot save.
真正救我们的是真理。
And what truly saves us is the truth.
是要让我们得到自由，得到力量。
And that can give us freedom, give us strength.
是要让神的名得荣耀的。
It is one that will glorify the name of God.
所以你看彼得哈，他最后把众人的眼光都把他转到神的道理去。
In the end, Peter had turned the eyes of men toward the truth of God.
让他们真的认识耶稣。
So they may truly come to know Jesus Christ.
跟随耶稣来过这个地上的生活。
To follow Jesus to live their life in this world.
这就是今天我们在传讲神的道理的重点。
And this is the focus to our preaching today.
哦，所以最后众人也把荣耀归给神了。
In the very end, people also gave all the glory to God.
那所以今天我们要去见证福音。
Today we need to testify the teaching.
有人说你不要一直传教会。
Some people say don't keep preaching the church.
不要一直说真耶稣教会是唯一得救教会。
Don't keep saying Jesus Church is the only safe church.
当然我们在传福音的时候，我们不会这样讲。
Of course, we won't say this in our preaching.
我们一开始一定讲神的道理。
In the beginning, we of course speak of the word of God.
从圣经里面去看。
Look from the Bible.
圣经原始的教会是什么？
What is the most original teaching from the Bible?
主耶稣基督他是怎样的一个救主？
What kind of savior was Lord Jesus Christ?
我们如果把这个整个真理都把它讲清楚，
If we can speak clearly of all the teachings,
其实最后一定会得到同样的结论。
In the end, we'll come to the same conclusion.
基督的身体只有一个。
That is, there is only one body of Christ.
真道只有一世，只有一个世，不会有两个世的。
And there is only one understanding of the truth.
也不会有似是而非的。
And there will not be many different truths.
最后这个得救的一定是只有一个。
In the end, there are only one that would be saved.
一定是一个洗礼，
one baptism,
一个圣灵，
one Holy Spirit,
是一个主，
one Lord,
一个神，
one God,
一个教会，
one church.
那这个教会就是按照圣经里面所记载的。
And this church is one that is according to the teachings of the Bible.
所以最后我们都会合一在这个真理底下。
And in the end, we'll all come together as one.
所以我们放胆讲论神的道理。
So when we speak the words of God with boldness,
其实最后众人就会明白，教会一定是要为真理做见证才算。
And ultimately, all the people understand that church bears testimony for the church.
所以我们就是这样子这么简单在分享我们从圣经所领受的道理而已。
And this is how we simply share what we have received and learned from the Bible.
我们所听到的、所看见的，跟他们分享了。
We simply share with them what we have seen, what we have heard.
那我们如果看彼得哈，他们当时候面对了这样一个威胁哈，他们是怎么面对的
？So let us see how Peter and John faced the threats.
他们并没有这样子就胆怯啊。
They did not fear because of this.
真的。为了传福音会受到逼迫。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, we may face persecution.
我们从后面的记录会看得更清楚，他们甚至被下监牢去了。
In the latter recordings, they were even put into prison.
甚至有人因此牺牲生命了。
Some even martyred for the truth.
但是这些都是会经过的，主耶稣早就讲过了。
Are a process that Lord Jesus had long told them.
我们就看到当时候弟兄姐妹啊，他们是同心合意的去一起面对。
At the time, we see how the brothers and sisters gathered together and faced them in one heart.
所以第四章的第二十三节啊
，Chapter 4 verse 23.
他们两个人被释放之后，就到会友那边去，把祭司长跟长老所说的话都跟他们讲了。
After they were free, they went to their brethren and told them what the elder had said to them.
从二十三节以后这一段哈
，Starting from chapter verse 23 onward,
就让我们要看到说今天。我们要去放胆讲论神的道理，有一个基础，我们一定要先打好。
So it tells us before we can speak the words of God boldly, we have to first have this foundation.
就是第二十四节这里，他们这些弟兄姐妹同心合意的祷告。
And that is in verse 24, all the brothers and sisters prayed in one accord.
那这个也就是今天教会全体祷告的典范。
And this is an example of a church group prayer.
他们当时候。真的是弟兄姐妹有美好的团契沟通的。
And at this time, they had a wonderful fellowship where they prayed and shared with one another.
他们现在看到彼得他们被放回来，知道先祷告。
So after they seen Peter and John come back, they knew to pray first.
你看他们没有说哦，来去找那些祭司长、这些官府算账。
So they did not seek revenge.
没有说我们来去动用我们所认识的人脉哈，来去跟他们理论。
They didn't try to go and debate with.
没有。当时候其实教会里面很多人呢。
So there were many people in the church at that time.
这当中有许多是祭司，有很多是那个曾经在社会上有地位的人呢。
And many of the believers were priests or people of status and power in the society.
大家都不用那个方法了。
But they no longer use human ways.
面对这个逼迫，来大家先祷告。
So in the face of persecutions, what they did first was to kneel.
所以他们先同心合意的高声的向神赞美。
So first of all, in one accord, in one heart, they praise God.
然后接下去呢，你看他们就开始信靠仰望这个创造一切的主。
So then next, they lifted their heads up to this Lord of the heavens.
你看第二十四节说，主啊，你是造天地海跟其中万物的神啊。
And so they raised their voice and said, Lord, you are the God who made heavens and earth and the seas.
哦，那他们现在查考圣经啊，他们就明白真理啊。
So once they studied the Bible, they understood the truth.
他们第二十五节就说，其实这些现象就是在诗篇第二篇里面大卫所预言过的啊。
So they understood what is mentioned here was once prophesied in a Psalm of David.
外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事情？
Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things?
真的，这是诗篇第二篇 的道理。
And this is recorded back in Psalm chapter 2.
所以他们现在以查考圣经，都明白神所预言的意义的实现了。
And now studying the scripture, they slowly understood everything that was coming to be.
所以现在面对逼迫患难，他们现在求主眷顾。
And now in the face of persecution, they ask God to preserve them.
所以第二十九节说，求主鉴察。
So in 29 says now,
求主鉴察。
And now look on their threats.
那求主来施恩帮助，让你仆人有胆量。
And to grant to your servants boldness.
求主彰显你的权柄，让神迹显明。
And to stretch out your hand and to perform signs and wonders.
你看他们当时祷告大有功效，蒙神垂听。
So their prayers were of great effect.
所以祷告完之后，那个聚会的地方就震动了。
After they prayed, the place where they assembled was shaken.
当你看这个祷告的功效马上显现出来。
So we can see the effect of prayer was taken into effect.
你看大家哦就被圣灵充满了。
And they were all filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后他们就得到胆量，大声的去传讲神的道理。
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
那当时候大家每个人信心都得到造就了。
At this time, all their faith were benefited.
你看接下去呢？你看大家都合一了，同心合意了。
And starting from here onward, they in one accord.
当他们放胆讲论神的道理，真的大家都被圣灵充满以后啊。
After they were filled by the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness.
教会真的是像一家人一样，同心合意。
It's now like one family.
没有人有私心的。
No one had their selfish intentions.
那工人就大有能力。
The servants with great power.
他们去见证主耶稣复活，大人众人都蒙大恩。
They bore witness to the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
你看这里面的教会里面的每一个人都得到满足，没有一个缺乏的。
And there was no lacking in the church of God.
那这个就是今天圣经里面所记载的这个美好的这个模范了。
And this is a wonderful, beautiful example that left behind for us from the Bible.
我们今天要祈求神帮助我们。
Today we need to ask Lord.
也能够这样子放胆讲论神的道理。
So we may also speak the words of God with boldness.
彼得、约翰他们是这样子。大声的讲论哦。
Peter and John had done this.
你如果看到《使徒行传》最后第二十八章啊。
If we turn to the last chapter of Acts, chapter 28.
看第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
二十八章第三十一节。
Chapter 28, verse 31.
最后是保罗。
And lastly, it was Paul.
他被关在那个罗马的房子里面。
He was imprisoned in a house in a room in Rome.
两年呢。
For 2 years.
第三十一节。
31.
他放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidden.
所以我们今天要祈求神赐给我们胆量。
Today we ask Lord to grant us courage.
让我们也能够像圣经里面所记载这些早期工人的这些模范能够放胆传讲神的道。
That we may follow the examples of the early workers who also preach the word of God with boldness.
我们今天教会需要同心合意祷告。
Today the church needs to come together as one and pray together.
让传福音人能够放开胆量，明明的讲清楚。
So the preachers may preach the word of God openly with boldness.
那这个就是保罗后来他一直的这个请求弟兄姐妹祷告的内容。
And this is also the content which Paul has requested the members to pray for him about.
你看他在使徒行传不是在以弗所书第六章这样说。
In Ephesians chapter 6, he said.
我们请看。以弗所书六章十九节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19.
以弗所书六章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19.
他说：“也要为我祈求啊，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。”
And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
二十节。
20.
我为这个福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要为教会祷告。
The brothers and sisters need to pray for the church.
为工人祷告。
Pray for the workers.
让我们都能够得到胆量来放胆讲明福音的奥秘。
That we may gain the courage to speak boldly the words and the mysteries of the gospel.
今天我们在传福音的时候，其实我们都很平安呢。
And today in preaching the gospel, we are all very
有时候顶多只是人家讨厌你而已。
Sometimes people might just be offended by you.
人家觉得说你讲得很自大。
They may think you speak prideful words.
都没有去照到自己的镜子。
And you never look at yourself in the mirror.
那其实就是因为我们照镜子，所以我们才敢这样讲啊。
But it is only because we have looked ourselves in the mirror that we dare to speak in this way.
基本上我们在传福音的时候，其实我们越讲真理，别人越尊重我们。
And in fact, when we preach the gospel, the more we speak the truth, the more we'll be respected.
因为这个就是神他用圣灵来印证我们所讲的道理。
Because this is how God has testified to what we speak through the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们把这个福音的奥秘解明。
Today, once we have made clear the mystery of the gospel,
让这个路让众人看得清楚。
Once people can see this path clearly,
那愿意接受了谦卑的人就走在这个得救路上。
And those who are humble, willing to accept, will walk on this path.
然后生命就跟着改变了。
And life will be transformed.
所以有一些生命的故事哦，真的是很感人的。
There are life stories that are truly moving.
这是为什么今天我们需要把弟兄姐妹每一个人蒙恩见证把它写下来。我们怎么信主的一定要记清楚。
And this is also why we need to record the testimonies of all the brothers and sisters.
让以后我们出去做见证传福音的时候啊。
So in the future when we go out to preach the gospel.
我们就是把我们所听见所看见讲出来就好了。
We merely speak what we have seen and what we have heard.
我们可能很容易就找出我们弟兄姐妹当中的美好的见证去跟人家分享。
And very easily we may share the testimony from any of the brothers sisters with others.
那我们去讲的时候，其实就邀请他们来教会来看嘛，你来看看。
When we speak of them, we also welcome them to come and
来听听我所讲过的这个见证的，这个当事人就在教会里面，让你可以去自己去问他怎么一回事。
To come to our church and to meet the person I've shared with you about.
这个就是。很简单的见证福音呢。
And these are very simple
testimonies. 愿我们都能够有这样的胆量。
May all of us have this boldness.
一起来为福音努力。
And to strive for the gospel.
把这个信息传给人。
To preach the gospel to men.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him together.
499首。
Takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its growing. Let's hold it with God's love. Once you You spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing.The frogs start their blooming. Let's hold it with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing His praise like spring. You want to pass it on.I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop.The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now I'd like to pray together.
我们早上在报告事项的时候有特别提到，我们明天在Daniel林弟兄的家有一个福音茶会。
And tomorrow morning we'll have a gospel tea fellowship at Brother Daniel's house.
所以我们弟兄姐妹为这件事情祷告。
So let us pray especially for this event.
那如果我们可以的话，也能够去参加支援这样一个福音的工作。
Please, if we're available, please to attend to support this holy work.
让我们在灵魂布道的准备工作里面能够放胆来讲论神的道理。
In the preparation work of evangelical service and spiritual convocation, we may speak the word of God boldly.
我们在这一年里面，教会的许多的圣工要推动都需要我们弟兄姐妹祷告里面的支援。
And we need the support and prayers of all the brothers and sisters in moving many of the holy work this year.
求主帮助我们能够在教会更同心。
We ask God to help us so we may be even in one heart.
我们能够在这个地方高举主的名让耶稣基督得荣耀。
And right here, we may exalt the name of God to be glorified.
让教会能够有新的面孔，能够有新的人加入这个属灵的家庭，让我们的信心能够活泼兴旺。
That we may see new faces and new members in this church, so that our faith may become elevated.
我们弟兄姐妹祷告很关键。
So the key is our prayers.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together. Ask God to guide us.